This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The U.S. Geological Survey says it plans to look for critical minerals in the Mountain West. As Caleb Radel reports, officials say it will strengthen national security and support emerging technologies.
The USGS has awarded nearly $3 million in cooperative agreements with more than a dozen state geological surveys, including Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, and New Mexico. The goal is to map and sample rock and tailings at old and active mines to see what valuable minerals, including rare earths, might remain. Elements used in everything from satellites and fighter jets to computer chips and smartphones. The agency's Jamie Jones says the initiative will give decision makers the best available data
to help solve local, state, regional, national priorities, address concerns, and perhaps address this critical mineral crisis, which has become a national security issue.
He adds the work could uncover new domestic sources and reduce U.S. reliance on foreign supply chains. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
The overall cost of living in Colorado Springs is lower than the national average. That's according to latest figures compiled for the UCCS Economic Forum. Housing costs are significantly higher than the average in Colorado Springs, but Economic Forum Director Bill Craighead says the cost of goods, services, and especially utilities in the city are below the average.
This shows the benefit of our successful municipal utility model and how we are benefiting from the foresight and investment of the people who came here before us.
Utility costs in Colorado Springs are about 80% of the national average versus 96% in Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.